This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Raise Your Game. I'm here with Vincent J. Kelsey from the Quantum Success Group. He's been on BFM before in Careers Unusual talking about his other thing, his other hobby, which is firewalking. But we're here to discuss his book right now, A Golden Dragon, The 8 Secrets, How to Transform Fear into Power and Lead from the Heart. And you know, I guess one of the things that we'll be addressing here is overcoming fear. That seems to be the key message, whether it's firewalking or writing that book. And it's interesting, you call it the Golden Dragon. Who or what is this Golden Dragon, Vincent?
Well, that's a very good question, Frida, because that is what I often get asked, is what does that title mean, the Golden Dragon? And to say where it came from, I really can't remember, honestly. It's just that dragons have always been something very strong for me. I've had this affinity for dragons. And I looked at, in the West, the idea of the dragon. You know, you see the movie out right now, Hobbit, Smaug, the desolation of Smaug. Dragons are destructive. Mm. Right? They're bad creatures. But in the East, they're often represented with wisdom and power and sagacity and wealth. And they represent the elements and everything good. And so the core of the work that I do is really about transforming fear, but it's also about so you can become a leader in whatever, wherever you are.
Right.
And so the idea of a golden dragon is people who've really mastered that, have stepped up to a higher level, are really giving back to the world. They're looking to use their skills, their talents, and whatever they've created to serve a bigger picture. And so it's really about mastering yourself and being the best that you can be.
All right. And you've got 8 secrets here. Now, the book begins with who we want to be. And, you know, that's the thing. Does everyone know what they want to be? And how do we get to know? Because I think even for me right now, it's still a process of discovery of what I want to be. You know, I mean, I love what I am and what I'm doing, but is this all I want to be?
It's that old quote, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up? And nobody ever really seems to find the answer to that. But it's when I say about our work is about leadership, I say there's 3 levels. There's leadership of self, leadership of others, and then what I call the golden dragon leadership, which is that giving back. But the first level is that leadership of self, and that's where you have to come to know yourself, to know who you are, to know where you want to go. And a lot of times you're right, people don't know that. So in our work with people, it's to help them through processes and tools to kind of ask themselves questions to get clear on where are they right now in their life, and are they really satisfied with what they've created, where they are in their career or in their life or in their family. And if not, then what is it that they're wanting to move towards? Because often people go to all these personal growth and development programs and they think that they want more money, more stuff. But if they really took the time to step back, they might be really happy just where they are.
You're right. I'm just flipping through your book right now. Now, what are some, you know, simple exercises or a simple exercise that sort of gives you more clarity about what you want to be?
One that we utilize is, I'm not sure, I don't really have a name for it, the process. It's to take a look back and follow a thread through your life and look at what did you love to do when you were 2 years old?
This is Jobs.
And 5 years
connect
old.
Connect the dots.
Exactly. And when you connect those dots, you'll see a pattern through there. And maybe it was you always loved dancing, but you know, you're working in a job in sales and you know, you're not really that happy. Well, can you go back and maybe dance as a hobby, or maybe you want to leave and become a dance instructor and really follow what your heart has wanted you to be since you were very small? Because I believe that those indicators really tell us the truth of who we really are and what we really want, but often we let our mind tell us differently and say, oh, we can't do that, I can't do that, find all the reasons not to. And so when we go back to the firewalk and things, tools to help people transform that fear, often when they do that, they get clarity about what they really want to do, and then they have the courage to go and do it.
Okay, so to have a look back and see a pattern and see how it's sort of leading you in a particular direction. Now, another secret is getting lost and found, you know, and I said, hey, this sounds like a hymn. I was lost, but now I'm found. I'm blind, but now I see. What do you mean, getting lost and found?
It's often, I say, for any breakthrough is often preceded by a breakdown. We have to get lost first, and it's not until you kind of get lost in your life that you start looking for the answers to who do I really want to be? What do I really want? Because otherwise you don't know that you're lost. And you know, so it's when you realize that and recognize that, maybe I've strayed off the path of where I really wanted to go in my life. There's that idea of midlife crisis, but I don't believe it's a crisis. It's actually our highest values and our truth rising to the surface where we look back and say, have I really lived the life that I've thought that I would? Am I really in the place where I thought that I would be right now? And if not, then what do I need to change, or do I want to change? And you know, so that's why we say, you know, being found.
Right. You know, and you're saying that you have to sort of have a breakdown, and some people have the benefit of a breakdown for that breakthrough, right? And some people don't. But you feel, and I guess you're right. You know, it sort of hits you, and in that particular age, and people call it a midlife crisis, but you do sort of start questioning at a certain point. Some people younger, some people a little later, they do come to that point, right, to ask that question.
They do. And hopefully our work is, if we can work with younger people, I love to work with younger people because we save them, hopefully, that journey.
Yeah.
To say, look at what you really want now. Take the time to learn these exercises, learn how to get clear, learn how to, you know, really focus on where you think you want to be in 20 years so that you don't wind up there and look back and go, oh, I really kind of got off the path. You know, so.
Yeah. Okay. Now, another secret is following your heart. And I'm always suspicious about following your heart. You know, it's just gotten me in trouble. And also sometimes, you know, do we, you know, not just, because we've seen people foolishly follow their heart as well.
True.
And regretted it. So how do you then make sure that when you follow your heart, you've got everything intact? So I'm a bit of a control freak, as you can see. But, you know.
Well, following your heart. I don't know whether anybody who's ever really followed their heart, truthfully, if you look back, regretted it, you might say, oh, I wish I'd had a different outcome. But if you'd taken a different path, and when the title of the book, Learning to Lead from the Heart, it goes back to following your heart as well, is that we often follow our heads and not our hearts. You know, and in a different tradition, they might call it intuition or your guidance. Or, you know, if you talk to a lot of top CEOs and say, how do you make a decision? Well, I trust my gut. That's that. It's really your heart.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of scientific evidence now about the heart actually having neurons that are connected to the brain. And so when we talk about following your heart, it's really about following that feeling that you get so strongly to tell you go in this direction, or you know, or even in business, when you get that, pick up the phone and call this person. You know, we say that's your intuition, but it's really about following that guidance so that you really wind up where you're supposed to be.
Do you sometimes also, I know you talk about your heart, but also get guidance, whether it's through mentors or faith, to make sure that it really is the right thing? You know, I'm just thinking of, you know, not leaning on your own heart for your own understanding, but, you know, seeking guidance. Is that also important?
Well, I think it's important that people follow their own hearts and trust themselves above anybody else. Because in our culture, we tend to look to outside experts for guidance or to tell us what to do. And the truth is, we all know what to do. Deep inside, we know the truth. Nobody else really does. That said, it's also good to look to mentors who've walked the path before you, people who, you know, to get... It's a blend of the heart with the head. Don't just follow the heart blindly. Think it through, but don't also just follow the head and ignore the heart. It's listen to the heart and then plan and strategize and look who's walked the path before, learn, follow the mentors and get guidance. But ultimately, at the end of the day, really only you know the answer for yourself.
The next secret, the 21st century alchemy. I'll get him to explain what it means right after this. Vincent J. Kelsey from Quantum Success Group. It's Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Bending fickle minds, BFM 89.9.
It's Raise Your Game, and we'll hope to help you to bend fickle minds right here. Vincent J. Kelsey from Quantum Success Group. We're talking about his book, Golden Dragon, The 8 Secrets, How to Transform Fear into Power and Lead from the Heart. You know, we went through a couple of the secrets a little earlier on. Vincent is also a firewalker. You know, I'm going through your secrets, and we talk about getting lost and found, following your heart. And now we get to this chapter on the 21st century alchemy. Explain yourself.
Well, I'm not sure if anybody knows about the idea of alchemy back in, you know, the early part of the 100 years ago, et cetera, et cetera. They really believed that you could, they searched for the secret to alchemy, which was to turn lead into gold. And so we just use that as a metaphor for the fact of turning this fear and the hopelessness or the despair that you might feel in your life about into into the gold of leadership and self-power and clarity. So it's really in the 21st century, the idea of alchemy is not to turn actual physical lead into gold, but to look at the world and everything that's happening right now with the environment and with business and with, you know, environmental destruction and how to become a leader to help turn that around.
Right.
To really take your most positive energy and turn it into something, you know, with a powerful positive focus.
Okay, yeah, I know you've got a couple of exercises here. One of which is the action exercises to write down any lessons from that past that you've learned, any actions and decisions that got to your present that you do not want to repeat. When the pages are full, find a safe place. We can light them on fire, yeah, like a fireplace, a barbecue, and burn them. Right. So this is so, and the whole process of doing that is sort of, I guess, refining.
It's also a physical letting go.
Mm.
You know, we tend to hold on to things in our mind or hold on to old emotions. And by deciding, okay, these are the things I don't want in my life anymore, and writing those down, it goes back to many old spiritual traditions that using fire. Fire is a purification. It's a transformation. It's a way of saying it's gone now. It's burned up. It's released. And I can choose something different. Because at the end of the day, changing your life comes down to choosing to do so.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing is, if I look back at certain things that has happened, what was a bad thing turned out to be a good thing, right? And not everything is completely bad. Just say, you know, the last role I had in my previous company, I absolutely hated the role. It wasn't the people, I absolutely hated it. But because I hated it so much, it led me to joining BFM. Right.
Exactly.
So, you know, that wasn't such a bad thing at all. You know, so and for example, you know, you were in a horrible marriage, but it resulted in wonderful children. You know, do you hate that decision?
I truly believe that we're led along the path to go exactly where we're supposed to be.
Right.
That in essence, our future's already done and we're just living into it.
Mm.
And, you know, There's a old story, and I won't tell it now, about a man who's poor and his horses break out and they go running off, and all the villagers say, "Oh, that's terrible! What a horrible thing to happen!" And he's wise, and he says, "Well, good or bad, we'll see." And and another series of events keep happening, and every time they happen, everybody says, "Oh, that's terrible," or "That's really great." And he says, "Well, let's just wait and see, because you don't know until hindsight whether something was actually good, or what good is going to come out of that, or whether it's bad at the time." That's why I say that often a breakthrough is preceded by the breakdown, because it feels like the end of the world at that moment, right? The relationship's ending, or the job is terrible, and I don't know what's next. But when we have faith and we move forward in conquering our fear and saying, okay, well, I know something better is waiting, then often we look back and go, wow, I'm so glad that did happen to me, because I wouldn't be here right now.
Right. And it could be a downward spiral as well, as in if you didn't make the right decisions or didn't sort of go through that whole process, it could result either way. You can look at it and say it was a great thing or it's a bad thing. It's also how you want to perceive it.
And that comes to one of the secrets, which is mastering your mind, your mind and your emotions, because I've been there. I went through a terrible breakdown where I learned what it was like to be trapped in your mind in that loop of, oh, I wish I'd done different, and if I'd only done this, and that goes nowhere. That's the downward spiral. And when you learn how to change that, learn how to take control of your own thoughts, it doesn't change what's happened, but it just, what happened, and you learn new strategies to move forward. And then you can make your life much better and better, and each success leads to a new success. You strengthen that. You strengthen your self-belief, your confidence, and your results. And before you know it, you've got a life that you couldn't have imagined having.
This golden circle, that's next in the chapter. How do you get into, is something you want to get into, the golden circle?
The golden circle is really, again, it's a concept. A lot of this, the golden dragon, the golden circle, is that In all ancient traditions, the circle was a very powerful symbol. It was a symbol of unity. And right now in the world, it seems like the world is kind of disunified. I mean, if we look at Malaysia, the idea of one Malaysia, it's, you know, there's still some work to do on that.
Right.
But the concept is that we work together for the betterment of the whole. And the golden circle is the idea that around the world, through business, people connecting, supporting one another, that we really can make positive change in our communities, in our economies, in our governments, in the problems facing us. But it takes leadership. It takes really stepping up and saying, you know, I really want to work with you. I'm going to support you however I can. I know that you're going to support me. And it goes, because a lot of people, entrepreneurs especially, and in business, find themselves very alone, very like, I have to do the whole thing myself. And we're still in this old model of we have to compete against the person down the road from us, because if they don't, you know, we'll be out of business, rather than finding a way to evolve past that to how can we support one another? How can we co-create together? Which is the idea of Quantum Success Group. I'm not alone in it. I work with other people, because the more, as we come together, even if we're doing similar things, we can support each other and grow bigger and help more people, and there's much more to go around. That's the whole concept and the idea behind everything that we do, and that you really need to learn how to master your mind and conquer your fear to step up to play at that level.
Okay, and it says here the Golden Circle to build or become part of a great team, and you've got different roles in, you know, ideally a team should have the adventurer, the warrior, the lover, the wizard, the king and queen. So it's, and it could be just a adventure, just a loose collaboration of people who bring in these skills.
It's the idea that everybody has a different role to play. Everybody has a different skill set. Right? One person might be brilliant at marketing and loves marketing and sales, where somebody else, they just want to sit in the back office behind the computer and maybe do customer service and never really talk to anybody except over the phone. So it's a matter of one person can't do everything. And I learned this the hard way in my company, because I tried to do everything. And I realized there's areas where I'm just no good. And I'd rather focus on my strengths and spend as much of my time and energy as possible on what I do best, and find people that I can support and we can bring together and support each other so that everybody gets to do what they're best at and everybody prospers.
Okay. And then lead, follow, or get out of the way, not.
It's an old concept, again, of either lead, follow, or get out of the way. And it's about moving beyond that idea of, because here in Malaysia, I've done a lot of work with corporations. When I've talked to the employees, when the leadership is not there, and they said, what's the biggest problem and the biggest challenge that you're having?
The leadership.
It always comes down to leadership. And, you know, Tony Robbins, one of my mentors, has said that's always the bottleneck in any organization. It's the leadership. And right now, there's an old model of leadership. I'm the leader. You do what I say. You listen to me. And the new model is what we call transformational leadership, where it's how can I empower you? How can I empower you to be what we call an intrapreneur inside a company that you can, you know, really think and bring forward your ideas and not be afraid to speak up, because that's what will help companies grow. So that's really what we talk about there.
And I know you touched a little bit about being healthy and wealthy as well. And I think, I guess in this case, no point in being successful if you don't have, you know, health at least.
Well, health, you have to have health. Yeah. I see it in people that I know in my life who they're quite well off financially, but they've paid a high price with their health and not paying attention to their health. And honestly, they would give all their money away to have their health back again. So you need to focus on that first. That's the true wealth. And then, you know, the money part of it, it's a natural progression. When you step up to leadership, you take on more responsibility. And the greater the responsibility you take on, the greater your income becomes. It's just a direct correlation.
Okay. And finally, completing the circle, you know, with all the secrets, I guess, you know, or pointers that you've raised, you know, how do you complete the circle?
You complete the circle. It's when you talked about the adventurer, the warrior, the wizard, the lover, and the king. Say most people are in, those are archetypes, and most people are kind of in one. They start off life with one predominant skill set, but as you go through life, you develop others. You're able to step up into leadership. You're able to step into, you know, lead from the heart. You're able to, you know, master your fear and do what's necessary. So you kind of come complete full circle back to where you started again. But you're not the same person that you were. It's sort of the old Zen quote. It says, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. Nothing really changes, but the way that you are has changed. The way that you approach the world, the way that you think, the way that you act. And so the idea is that you know, you start, you develop yourself fully as a leader, first leadership of yourself, then leadership of others, and then the bigger picture.
Right. And how can someone get hold of your book?
Currently, we're looking at getting them into the bookstores, but right now they can contact me directly through the website. It's quantumsuccessgroup.com, and they can, if they would like to get a copy of the book, we can arrange to get them a copy. It's available online on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. However, unfortunately, those don't ship to the Asian region.
Right.
So
call you directly.
Yeah.
Go to the website.
Currently, right now.
All right. Thanks for being with us, Vincent J. Kelsey from Quantum Success Group. We've been talking about his book, The Golden Dragon, The 8 Secrets, How to Transform Fear into Power and Lead from the Heart. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.